for the Democratic perspective in the Senate, we turn now to the senior senator in Massachusetts, John Kerry, who says there's no chance the Boehner plan can pass the Senate.
It's a waste of time by the Speaker. He knows this is going to be defeated in the Senate for the simple reason that it doesn't solve the problem. It is a short-term plan. It means that in February, we will be right back into this exact same position we're in today. The Senate has a plan. We want a longer-term increase, and we want a certainty that we're going to be able to deal with the larger issues. John Boehner is forced to do this because he has a bunch of plain extreme ideological radicals who are over there, and he can barely control them.
But of course, you have to get it past those radicals. So you mentioned the Senate has a plan, but if that plan doesn't pass, is your view that it's better to simply blow the deadline and not raise the debt ceiling by next week?
Well, the Republicans in the House are going to have to wake up to reality that they can't dictate failure. And I believe that when they realize that, saner heads in the House will prevail, and hopefully will pass something sensible.
How likely do you think it is that there will be some sort of compromise by Tuesday's deadline?
I think it's highly likely. I think it's almost a certainty. I do not believe that sensible people want to allow the United States to default, and I don't believe they want our credit downgraded.
If a plan to raise the debt ceiling isn't passed by the deadline and the government does go into default, where do you place the blame for that? Only on Republicans?
Yes. Frankly, yes. Absolutely. This is a debt they created. This is a Republican debt created by and large during the George Bush years with two wars that were not paid for and tax cuts that we couldn't afford. And when Barack Obama came in, yes, he raised the debt because he had to save the economy of our country, to bail out the banks, the real estate, all of the things that had happened because the Republicans failed on their watch. And now they're turning around and declining responsibility for what they created. These guys are saying no, they're going to protect the millionaires and the billionaires. I think that's craven. I think it's the most unconscionable, valueless position that I have ever seen in all the time I've been in public life.
There has been a lot of talk for a long time, as you know, about a partisan divide in Washington. That divide was already pretty wide. This debate seems to have made it even wider. Even if this is resolved by next week, what do you think are the prospects of the two parties working together in a meaningful way on any major issues before the 2012 elections?
We'll work together on a number of key issues, and we'll continue to do that. But I believe that's why we have elections. I look forward to seeing the president and others take this issue out to the country in 2012. People were angry last time, and we all understand that anger. But you can't elect people who simply have no understanding of the consequences of their actions. And you got a whole bunch of those people who came to Congress, and I think those districts are going to have a chance to figure out whether that's the kind of representation that they want.
Senator Kerry, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you.
U.S. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts.